Hey friends, it's July 22nd, and I want to talk to you about a verse that has caused a great deal of guilt in parents. Now, I have shared with you several times over this month that the book of Proverbs are principles. They're principles of faith. They're not promises. It's not always an exact cause and effect. They're principles that say, if we do these things, this is usually what happens. But one of the most guilt-inducing verses in Proverbs for people who have been mistaught what the Proverbs mean or are to do is from Proverbs chapter 22. And it reads this, and it'll be familiar to a lot of you. Verse 6, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. And many, many parents have taught their children how to live a godly life. They've taught them about Jesus, what he did on the cross for us, and many wonderful Christian parents who have raised their children very, very well have watched their children's lives implode as adults. And so, first of all, I want to encourage you parents who have a wayward child that's grown. And if you have grown, raised that child in a Christian home and done your best to show them the love of Christ and how to live a life that would be honoring of Him, and they have strayed, I want to encourage you, first of all, by reminding you that you don't have to feel shame about that. If you did it right and they turned out rebuking God or walking away from God, that is not because of you. Now, I want to also remind you that many times wayward children, when we pray for them, they come back to the Lord. And some of you parents listening have prayed for your children for years, and some of you even decades, and you don't see it yet. I want to encourage you to continue praying for those children. And then parents who have regrets and didn't raise their child to know the Lord, and their children have walked away and do not have a relationship with Jesus, I want you to pray for your children, and I want you to be reminded that God forgives you, even if you missed it, even if you weren't close to the Lord when they were growing up and you missed it, then God forgives you. And pray for your children fervently, and watch God move in that. And then for those of you who are raising children now, I want to encourage you, it's never too late to begin to really buckle in with teaching your children about Christ and His ways. But parents, it starts with your example to them. Teaching them about Jesus and then not living for Jesus is sending your child a very mixed message. So I want to encourage you to really buckle in your faith and in showing your children who Christ is. It's never too late to do that. And for those of you who don't have children, or those of you who are children, I want to encourage you, if you don't have children, that you can instill these things by investing in a young person, whether that's a elementary child through the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, or being a foster parent, or whatever it is, or just mentoring a child, or helping with children's church, or children's camp, or vacation Bible school, or youth ministry, that you can pour in and you can train up a child in the way that he or she should go. And want to encourage you to pour in to children that may not have a mom or a dad that teaches them about Christ. So I'd like to pray with you about this. Lord, I wish that this was a promise from you in the Bible and not a principle, but I wish it was a promise that if we raise our children in a Christian home, that it's inevitable that they will automatically be a solid Christian as an adult, but we know that that's not true. Lord, we see this in the Bible. We see this in so many Christian families where children are wayward, and sometimes they come back and sometimes they don't. Lord, I pray for encouragement on those parents whose hearts are hurting right now, even hearing a pray today about this because their children don't know you and aren't walking with you, who are living sinful lifestyles and are neglecting their faith or denying it altogether. Lord, I pray that you would encourage those parents' hearts, and we pray for those children. And may you remind us to pray for them fervently. Your word says the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. And so, Lord, we want to be righteous so our prayers are not hindered from that. For the parents who hold guilt, Lord, would you remove that guilt and replace it with them showing their children who you are, even if they're adults? Would you give them wisdom and the words to say and the way to love their children unconditionally, even though they're walking away from you, Lord? May they show the love of Jesus. Jesus, you never neglected or rejected those who were lost. In fact, you just loved them. Would you help parents who have children who are hard to love in this stage? Would you help them to love them? God, for those who have impressed on their hearts that they're to invest in children, even if they're not parents, what a wonderful thing that would be if they could make a difference in the life of a child, an eternal difference, Lord. God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you, Lord, for our children who are faithful as adults, those who have come back to you and found you. And God, no matter what situations the people hearing this are in, I pray your encouragement upon their hearts, and we pray for children that they would know you. In Jesus' name, amen.